I'm Eleanor Burke and I'm playing Jen.
Tell us a little bit about Jen. Like, what's the most important thing for us to know?
Well, Jen is the friend that everyone has and the person that wants to and really believes that she's doing the right thing. Everything that she's doing is motivated from a good place, but she can tend to get things maybe slightly wrong. In the play, she's the wife of Jack, who's Mary's best friend, and they're all really, really good friends, and they have lovely dinner parties, and she always cooks the most wonderful dish, and she's the hostess with the mostess, and you know, she looks after people, you know, she cares people to death. You know, her idea about people dealing with loss and bereavement is that really, really people need to get on with it. And even though she thinks what she's saying to Mary is, or the way she's behaving is coming from the right place, she's really just trying to kind of dust everything under the carpet, sweep everything under the carpet, so that, because she wants everything to be happy and bright and cheerful, yeah. And you know, but sometimes people need a bit of space, and she doesn't give Mary the space maybe that she needs.
How do you feel about playing a character there where maybe one of their flaws is so near the surface?
She's very different to me, so I've kind of had to, really, really, really think about it and take inspiration from other people who shall not be named, mm-hmm. That I've encountered in life. I do have sympathy with the character, and I think that's what's important when playing a character that is so kind of obviously flawed,
yeah.
Is that you have to have sympathy and understand where they're coming from, and I understand where she's coming from, and you know, she has integrity, but she's just too busy trying to make everything perfect that she can't allow there to be cracks and allow people to heal, which is actually what is needed sometimes.
Yeah. Would you say that sort of difficult, that tension with the character really, where she's trying to do the best but you know it's got to come across as not ideal, is that the biggest challenge of the character for you, do you think?
I think any character, when you get going with it, is a challenge, because you've got to inhabit it. It's got to become you and you have to live it. And I think I've got to the point now where I just slip into it so comfortably.
Mm.
She's got a kind of really high metabolism. She's very kind of quick and fastidious. You know, she moves around quickly. She's constantly tidying and busying.
Yeah.
So I can feel a bit tired after rehearsals, because she's kind of the one rallying people around and going, oh, would you like another glass of wine?
Yes.
Or can I get you anything? Would you like a vol-au-vent? Would you like hors d'oeuvres? You know, what can I get for you? Oh, you look wonderful. Darling, it's so good to see. She's that person.
Yeah.
So it's a bit tiring.
So as you've suggested there, you've played the part before. Can you sort of explain your relationship with Staying Alive?
I have been lucky to work, to be part of it from quite an early stage, and certainly I was involved in the production.
Yeah, the showcase in January.
Showcase, yes. And so that was very much a kind of full performance of the show, and it was a really wonderful experience, and I'm lucky enough to be coming back and doing it again.
Were you daunted then to be asked to come back into it, or were you excited?
Not at all, absolutely, really excited. I've got so much respect, I don't respect the word, I'm really passionate about the work.
Yeah.
I think Kat's writing is brilliant. I think it's a gift for actors. It's just so well written, it's just so easy to work with, it's just wonderful, and the other actors are fantastic, and and I just think the piece itself is just so interesting, and also Slow the Charity and Nick and everybody that's involved on that side of things is just great, and I know that the piece means so much to so many people, and I think it's a subject that's shied away from. People don't want to talk about loss.
No.
And how do we talk about loss, and how do we confront that, and bereavement is so individual to every single person. I just think it's such a bold and brave, I don't know, investigation or look into that subject, because, you know, as soon as somebody dies and you know, you what do you say? You know, what do you do? How do you deal with that? And of course, there is no right or wrong way, really, I think.
So is this far away from the roles that you've played before? What's your comfort zone?
I don't know if I have a comfort zone. I've had a strange run of things. I did. I was actually drawing similarities between, strange as it might seem, Beverly from Abigail's Party, who I played recently, and I just adore Alison Steadman and that part. So that was one of the last things I did. I don't really have a comfort zone as such. I kind of do quite a lot of varied stuff.
I can see that with Abigail's Party, almost this like a stiffness and that
sweat. Would you like an olive? All right. Yeah. Well, it's that kind of, I'm going to look after you even if you don't like it, yeah. sort of thing. But although I think, they are obviously very different.
Of course, but no, I can see that, yeah. Absolutely. So there was this option you had when you were speaking to the guys from Slow, where you were just chucking questions at them to sort of get a better idea of how things might feel or what advice they might have. How was that?
It was really interesting because I felt that Nick was so honest. And what was interesting from her point of view, in a way, was that she was like, in actual fact, we do things wrong too. Sometimes, a person that's going through loss, we can behave badly, we can push people away, you know. And so I think that that's important as well in this play, is that even though naturally we sympathise with the main protagonist, with Mary, we sympathise with her, in actual fact, it's not just about that. It's about everybody being affected, because it's not just the person that's immediate to the event. It's everybody gets caught up, and everybody's feelings matter, and and there is so much more than just that one person that's lost somebody.
Yeah, I'd agree. It sort of feels like it's sort of really broken open, and then you're sort of dragged around in this mess. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's probably why it's such a satisfying play to watch. Yeah. Really looking forward to seeing it again.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No, you're welcome.